Hungry Palestinians queue with empty pots at a soup kitchen in Khan Yunis, seeking meager rations as Gaza's famine deepens. Aid workers scoop rice into the containers of displaced families who say international assistance is still failing to reach them. One resident, Ayad Filfil, says even when food is available in markets, prices are so high, most cannot afford them.
There is no aid and there are no goods in the market. When goods are available in the market, their prices are very high. In addition, the aid that the Israelis bring in is a lie, because not everyone can afford to go. Only thieves go to bring it. We have God, and as you can see, we crowd around the charity kitchen for food. If we want to bring vegetables, there are none in the market. Vegetables are very expensive. And if there are vegetables, there is no cooking gas to cook.
Israel blames Hamas for stealing aid shipments and blames foreign aid groups for failures in delivering supplies where they're most needed. Meanwhile, as families in Gaza struggle to survive, a flotilla of around 20 boats has set sail from Barcelona, carrying aid for the enclave. The flotilla is a response to the IPCC's report in August that almost 500,000 people in Gaza, around a quarter of the population, are facing catastrophic hunger, with many at risk of dying from malnutrition. It's the largest attempt yet to break Israel's naval blockade by sea. On board are participants from 44 countries, including Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg, former Barcelona mayor Ada Colau, and U.S. actor and activist Susan Sarandon. Irish politician and former member of the European Parliament Robert Murphy is also taking part, despite his family's concerns.
There is an element of risk in the mission, but like, what if we don't do this? Look at the risk. Look at the risk to humanity if we don't do this. Israel will never stop. Israel will continue to do what they do and gain more power. It's like a furnace now. It needs power to survive. And this won't stop with the Palestinian people. We have to do this. We have to do this for the sake of the planet. We have to do this for the sake of humanity. Our grandchildren, their children, we have to do it.
Israel's navy is expected to intercept the boats, as it has done in previous efforts. While activists seek to deliver supplies, the conflict continues to take a heavy toll inside Gaza. The territory's health ministry says more than 63,500 people have been killed since the war began nearly 2 years ago, with over 160,000 injured. In the past 24 hours alone, Israeli strikes killed 98 people and over 400 were injured. The strikes are part of Israel's latest push into Gaza City. Israel says it only targets militants and blames Hamas for civilian casualties because the militant group operates in densely populated areas. In addition to the dozens killed by Israeli strikes, Gaza health authorities say 9 more Palestinians died of starvation, including 3 children. Those figures have intensified international pressure. In London, UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy has told Parliament famine is now a reality in Gaza.
Horrifying images and accounts will be seared into the minds of colleagues across this House. They're almost impossible to put into words. But we can and must be precise with our language. Because on the 22nd of August, the UN-backed IPC mechanism confirmed what we are witnessing. Famine. Famine in Gaza City. Famine in its surrounding neighbourhoods, now spreading across the wider territory. Famine which, unchecked, will spiral into widespread starvation.
Mr. Lammy announced an extra $31 million in British medical support for Gaza and neighbouring countries, but stressed that only a ceasefire can end the catastrophe. Even as foreign leaders debate solutions, the grief remains deeply personal for families in Israel. Thousands attended the funeral of 28-year-old Idan Shtivi, one of the 2 hostages whose remains were recovered from Gaza in a military operation last week. His mother, Dalit Oron, wept as she addressed him.
Thank you for the privilege of being your mother. And I'm sorry, my beloved. I'm sorry I couldn't protect and keep you safe this time.
His father, Eli, reflected on months of unanswered prayers, saying they must now hope for the other captives still in Gaza.
What about all the prayers? All my prayers and plans. Every day I decided to put on the tefillin since October 8, 2023. And with the tefillin, I truly prayed that Idan would return alive, healthy and smiling. What has happened to these prayers? Have they gone to waste? They haven't been answered for 2 years. And I had a flash of insight that all my prayers haven't been in vain. All the prayers are being transferred to the other captives in Gaza so that everyone will return soon.
The Middle East war, sharply escalated by Hamas's attack in Israel on the 7th of October 2023 that killed about 1,200 people and saw more than 250 taken hostage, has now entered its 23rd month. With famine spreading and casualties mounting, calls for a ceasefire are growing louder, but the fighting shows no sign of ending. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.